go talk about Penn State football in the Big Ten. Corey Geiger follows the Nittany Lions. He's joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. How you doing, Corey?
I am excellent today. How's everything out there?
It's going well here in Michigan, getting ready for the start of the Big Ten football season. We'll get to the Nittany Lions and what you think of their chances to win the Big Ten East in a moment. But I do want to get your thoughts on the future of Penn State in the Big Ten, the future of the conference, this realignment that started with Oklahoma, Texas, and I think more is coming. Short term, long term, will Penn State stay in the Big Ten?
Yes, short term. Yes, long term. I think this is the right spot for Penn State because, look, there is so much money in the Big Ten. Now, let me tell you this, and this may surprise some of your listeners in Michigan. Maybe it won't. There are a lot of Penn State fans who would rather be in the ACC. This goes back for many years, and it's for several reasons. There's maybe more geographic rivalries, and it would make sense a little bit more geographically facing some teams in the ACC. But one other thing is there are a lot of Penn State fans that have felt like the Big Ten has mistreated Penn State for a lot of years. In various ways, not just the Sandusky stuff and fallout and withholding gold money, but just bad calls on the field, always opening football season on the road in conference play. I mean, that happens. You know, so whether or not these things are realistic, there are Penn State fans who just simply think that the Big Ten has treated Penn State like the redheaded stepchild, and that, you know, they all have thought that the grass would be greener on the other side of the ACC.
I think part of that is, like a Michigan fan right now, that when you're in the same division, let alone conference, as Ohio State and how dominating they are, that's where the Penn State fans want to stay, and that's where the Michigan fans want to get to.
Yeah, no question. Ohio State is certainly the standard right now. Michigan is certainly, hopefully can be dominant again year in and year out. That would be good for college football. But, again, the bottom line is for Penn State and all these teams in the Big Ten, there's just so much money involved. Penn State could not afford to go to the ACC because the money is just significantly less in the ACC. So I see the Big Ten, the place for Penn State for the long haul. Now, whether or not the Big Ten should expand or not, you know, that's a completely different discussion. I kind of think maybe they should stay put instead of adding teams that maybe don't bring a whole lot to the league. But again, that's maybe a completely separate issue.
Well, Corey, I only think they're going to expand if they have schools. It's kind of like SEC where they brought in Oklahoma, Texas, and that's going to bring a ton of TV ratings, fans, tickets, merch, SEC network viewership. I mean, that's why they brought them in. I think the only way, if I'm the Big Ten and I expand, if I could, you know, develop a West division, that would be Stanford, Cal, USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you'd have to expand the footprint way out west because Iowa State and Kansas are not going to do that.
No.
And if you're going to get an AAU member, that limits your choices. You know, Pitt is an AAU member. Could they get Pitt from the ACC? Would that even matter much? You know, TCU is a little intriguing to me because that's Dallas, and Dallas is a tremendous city. And TCU would be competitive in football and basketball. But again, the bottom line is if the SEC is going to add Oklahoma and Texas and you're adding Iowa State, Kansas, TCU, then you've lost that expansion battle.
Corey Geiger, the Geiger meter, it starts to rumble right around late August, early September. Everybody waits for his prediction. It's kind of like the other side of Pennsylvania where the groundhog pops out and people can understand winter versus nice weather. How good will this Penn State team be? Because not that they're off the radar, but a lot of people aren't talking about them. I know everybody's locked in on Ohio State, but they lost a quarterback. Eventually, one QB there has to be average or not exceed expectations. When you look at the Big Ten East right now, how would you rank it, including Penn State?
If Sean Clifford plays well at quarterback, this Penn State team could be really good. I'm talking double-digit wins. Sean Clifford has been really an average college quarterback for the past 2 years. And people can say, well, they went to the Cotton Bowl and won that. Well, Sean Clifford was average that year. They relied on running game and defense and some other things there. I mean, Sean Clifford has been an average quarterback. If he is average again, then Penn State will win maybe 8-9 games. If Sean Clifford is really, really good, then they could win 9 the schedule is just so tough. Penn State opens at Wisconsin. They go to Iowa. They go to Ohio State. But Mike Yurcich, the new offensive coordinator coming in, has a proven track record. He can put up a lot of points. And so if Sean Clifford can run that offense and be effective with the ball and consistent and not turn it over, then Penn State should be really good, you know, right there. Ohio State will be the class of the division. But if Sean Clifford is average, hey, you bring seven wins into the equation, because they just really don't have any depth behind Sean Clifford. They only have three scholarship quarterbacks right now.
Corey Geiger, final question from Happy Valley, joining us on the Meyer guest line here in the Huge Show across Michigan. Who will be your sleeper team in the Big Ten that come middle of the season, November, December? They'll remember our conversation that Corey Geiger said, watch out for this team off the radar right now, this football squad in the Big Ten. Who is it?
That's interesting, because last year it certainly would have been Indiana. And if I had to pick, look, I think Indiana's going to be good again, and Iowa, Wisconsin. I think they're usuals. I just hope it's Nebraska. I hope Nebraska can get back to something of what Nebraska football has always been. If Nebraska's good, I think that's good for the Big Ten. That's good for college football. They've got a ways to go. But let me do some wishful thinking here and hope that Nebraska can really become a sleeper team. Hey, who would have ever thought Nebraska is a sleeper team? But if they can become a good program, I think that would be really good for the Big Ten.
Corey, have a great afternoon there in Pennsylvania. Thanks for your time here on the Huge Show across Michigan.
Thank you for having me. Enjoy your day.
All right, Corey Geiger joining us on the Meyer guest line. And Meyer, proud of all their connections to sports. They sponsor hundreds of teams across Michigan. So whenever you shop Meyer, you shop for your entire community. Thank you, Superfly Hayes. Stellar job getting Geiger on from Pennsylvania.